The problem for medical marijuana businesses has been, where do you keep your cash? Banks have been refusing to let them open accounts. Verity Credit Union of Seattle was different, until a few weeks ago when its executives were invited to visit with banking regulators in Olympia.
They drove down here and met with the division director.
Scott Jarvis runs Washington's Department of Financial Institutions, the top local regulator. His office wanted Verity to have a chat about how they were interpreting the laws.
My general counsel listed the various federal laws, the Bank Secrecy Act, the need to file SARS reports, money laundering issues.
The federal laws about marijuana still classify it as illegal, so the money could be seen as drug money. Verity had been operating under its own interpretation of federal rules. Jarvis says the meeting was purely educational. They gave no orders. Soon after, Verity Credit Union apparently notified all of its medical marijuana clients that it was closing their accounts. One of those belonged to Cale Burkhardt of Seattle. He's hoping to win a state marijuana license for his business, making cannabis lotions and edibles.
We have to order a lot of packaging materials, a lot of labels. Most of those things are all purchased online. And then also, being able to do payroll and pay our taxes moving forward.
Those are all a lot simpler if you have a checking account and a debit card. For now, it's back to using their personal bank accounts or operating under a name that might slip under the radar. Banking is one of those lingering challenges for the marijuana industry. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.